This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with Lim Soo Ann and Kelly Anisa in the studio today. Here are our stories. First up, restaurants and chefs around the world are increasingly pushing back against social media influencers who offer exposure in return for free food. So we discuss the issue.
And is Malaysia too culturally sensitive to abolish the Sedition Act? More on that in our second story.
And on that note, we're asking you on Twitter, are Malaysians ready to do without the Sedition Act? So your options are yes or no. And you can share your thoughts by tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Or you can also call us at 0377-332900.
But before we get to our stories, here are the Rolling Stones with I'm Free.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was I'm Free by the Rolling Stones. And now on to our first story. So social media influencers are a big part of the publicity scene these days, right? And many, many people get their ideas on what to eat, where to shop, where to holiday, what the cool places are in town from social media. However, there are increasingly more reports of businesses pushing back against the so-called social media influencers who actually seem to be exploiting their platforms for personal gain. Not everyone, of course, but we are hearing more reports of these sorts of influencers who are kind of using whatever their platform might be to, I suppose, get things for themselves for free. Most recently, we're seeing it happen a lot in the food business, and many chefs and restaurant owners around the world have actually started calling out and saying no to these influencers who expect free meals in exchange for what they call, quote-unquote, exposure.
And a recent incident that got a lot of publicity was when the chef of popular restaurant Africola in Adelaide, Australia, he criticised a contestant from a TV cooking show, My Kitchen Rules. So the contestant had apparently written to him asking for a free meal in exchange for exposure on Instagram. So the chef, Duncan Velgmut, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, so he made a post on Instagram that went viral, telling her, and I quote, to do the right thing and pay for your meal like everyone else.
Ouch.
Besides the fact that this chef himself has more social media followers than the influencer who wrote to him, he also said in a Guardian article that you know, he put up the post to highlight the challenges faced by smaller operators who often feel pressured to give away free food and even drinks to influencers when they can't always afford to do so.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you think about it, a meal that costs 50 or 100 ringgit is not a small amount for especially smaller business owners, right? Yeah. And if you start giving them away to every influencer who might want something, it does add up and eat into your bottom dollar. And whether that translates into actual publicity is debatable, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And some of them even talk about being held hostage by some of these influencers. You know, the Guardian article that spoke to Duncan Velgemut talks about how some of these influencers go to the extent of saying that they will write a bad review unless they get free stuff. So Chef Mick Smith from the UK talks about this, and he says that posts like these can often blow up online. And he says that he often has to keep monitoring social media closely and spends a large part of his time dealing with these online reviews. Meaning if someone contacts him and asks for a free meal or discount, and if they don't oblige, then they sort of threaten, you know, the veiled threat is, well, then I'm going to put up a negative review of your restaurant or your food. Yeah. And for many restaurant owners, especially smaller ones, they actually live in fear of this, you know, being taken down online by negative posts or reviews that may not even necessarily be true.
Yeah, so a prominent Australian restaurant reviewer, John Lethlean, has been highlighting some of these more egregious requests by influencers on his Instagram. And this is under the hashtag couscous for comment. So according to the reviewer, he started doing this to highlight ethical issues of the situation. So incidentally, the hashtag was started in 2016 by Tim Phillips Johansson, a Sydney restaurateur, after an influencer contacted him also asking for a free meal.
Right. And the idea of the couscous for comment is, I suppose, a play on the fact that they want a free meal in return for them commenting on the food. Yeah,
exactly. And recently, there was also that story that went viral about the ice cream truck in Los Angeles, CVT Soft Serve, that went viral for being anti-influencer. I say that. So the owner, Joe Nietzsche, actually posted on Instagram that influencer would pay double at his truck because he got so sick of getting requests for freebies.
I guess that's one way to do it. So I did speak earlier today to Lo Yi Jun, who is himself a food writer and blogger, and he's also the host of our own food show, Breaking Bread. So here's what he had to say about this issue. Is this idea of promising exposure in exchange for a free meal or free food, is it a common practice here in Malaysia among influencers?
I wouldn't say it's a common practice, but I think there are several layers of influencers, right? So depending on like how big your following is, there might be people that approach you and say, oh, come to our restaurant and do a review, and you get a free meal in exchange for that. But also, there are some people who on their own volition will go to these restaurants and get a free meal on their own, so to speak. But I don't think in Malaysia the numbers are as high as in other countries, I'll say. There's a worry as well, especially if your restaurant is doesn't have like a steady, I guess, customer base, right? So there is a potential for backlash there, where if an influencer comes to your place and or like you reject an influencer, and they will rally their following and try to tarnish your name. But at the same time, I also feel that if like, I guess it's your moral conscience as well, right? As if you're an influencer, do you really want to go ahead and do that? Because you have to take into account the livelihood of the restaurant as well. And it's kind of like, it feels like an immoral thing to do for the influencer. So there's the question of morality there as well, which makes it a bit sensitive. Yeah.
So as someone who does use the online space to write about food and restaurants, how do you navigate this relationship?
Right. I think for me, I think this is one of the main reasons that I don't do restaurant reviews. So if you see online, most of my stuff are about the things I cook in the kitchen or stuff or recipes that I develop for, let's say, the companies that I'm working with, say. So I would never go to a restaurant and say, hey, give me a free meal and I'll give you exposure. No, that's like, it sounds quite wrong to me. But at the same time, I have been approached by a few, not a lot, but a few restaurants that said like, oh, hey, come by for like a free meal and write up about us, right? But because I personally don't do reviews at all, so usually I would just reject that proposal from the start. I wouldn't want to go into like the nitty-gritty of that either, so I try and distance myself from all this.
And what are some ways that social media influencers can work with food businesses and maintain a professional relationship?
What I can see is the kind of review industry changing, right? So before this, there were a lot of media companies or magazines or newspapers, say, that actively will go out for reviews, and the restaurants will know that, oh, this is a thing out there where we might get written up on a newspaper, and that's completely fine. That's up to the reviewer's opinion. But nowadays, it's changing into a more social space with the advent of social media and everything. There seems to be a lot more people doing very more, I would say, superficial or like shallower reviews, and not as in-depth as the traditional media. And that is I'm not sure how restaurants could work with all these the increasing number of instances out there to improve the review scene. But there is certainly a changing scene. There are some people out there that might have this like sense of entitlement, right? But at the same time, for the food industry, for the local food scene to improve, it has to be kind of like a mutual relationship between the restaurateurs and influencers or reviewers or whatever media, food media people. And I think that, yeah, for it to grow better, we need to all work together rather than just look out for yourself and your livelihood and kind of expect free things or expect more out of others than you're willing to give yourself.
That was Lo Yi Jun, who is a food writer and host of our very own food show, Breaking Bread. Mm. And that point that he made about how the landscape of food writing and publicity is changing, it's a really good one, isn't it? Because traditional media may not necessarily be where people look for food reviews and writing anymore. But when we move away from that platform of having at least more accountability, then how do we determine who is worthy of, whose opinion is worth taking on? Mm. How do you guys decide?
Well, I've had a habit of tending to look at Google reviews. So that's, I find that's quite useful because then you have the map itself so you can know what restaurants are near you and then looking at the reviews, the aggregate. And then I find that I tend to look more for reviews that are a bit lengthier and not just say, oh, good food. Because that's not very descriptive of what kind of food is there. And then you can kind of tell how invested the person is in like whether the food is good or not.
I think that's a good point, right? Because again, when you talk about influencers, there are different influencers who have different kinds of platforms.
Yep.
There are some, even if it's Instagram and even if it's mainly visual based, do great jobs of talking about the food and the craft that goes into it. And then there are others who are just posting pretty pictures.
Yes.
And these two are not equal, right?
These are not food accounts.
Yeah,
They don't specialize in that, right?
And I think for many of the I'm hesitant to use the word influencer because that's such a catch-all. Mm-hmm. But for many people who are seriously writing and commenting on food, their own credibility is important to them as well because they need to maintain a certain level of quality in the content they're putting out. And they wouldn't want to be called out by these restaurateurs or chefs, right?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, for me, because going back earlier to what we said about the chef, I think he has more followers than
the person who approached him.
Yeah, the person who approached him. I just have to think about whether or not, because, you know, for some restaurants, when they call out influencers like this, it is also a PR opportunity for them. And, you know, I'm not a food critic. I've never done that. So I'm not sure how that process is like. Do you actually get free food when you go to restaurants for reviews? I'm not sure how that process works. But for a lot of them, I think that calling them out, that public humiliation sort of feeds into their own PR.
I think that definitely the whole, the popularity of the restaurant comeback posts, right? Mm-hmm. We see a lot of them, especially when they are like smaller businesses and they're calling out these influencers. They are really popular and they kind of give them a bit of a boost as well. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I think if you are a small business, sometimes this is a risk that you can't afford to take. You can't afford to have negative reviews, even if you have a couple of thousand followers, which isn't really influencer level. But if you have a couple of hundred people who are saying something negative about you, it can really damage your business.
Yeah. It's, especially nowadays when people are so, they're so invested in looking at these reviews and seeing, okay, deciding how they want to go based on reviews. So even if you have 100 good reviews, if you have one quite lengthy bad review, that could mean that something went terribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's on the person looking as well to make sure that that's not just a one-off thing, that maybe something went a bit wrong for that customer, but for 99% of the other customers, everything went right.
Yeah.
So it's deciding for yourself and cross-checking and maybe deciding whether you would, who you trust.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is all the time we have today for that story. But in relation to our upcoming topic, we do have a poll going on Twitter.
Where we're asking you, are Malaysians ready to do without the Sedition Act? So your options are yes or no. And you can share your thoughts with us. You can take that poll on Twitter at BFM Radio. You can also tweet us. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. And you can also call us at 0377-332900. 100.
So we will be back after a short break. But first, here's David Bowie with Fame, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.